Track 13, this week's sports news, starting with the rugby. Tynmouth have now gone two games without a win in South West 2 after going down 20-15 to visiting Wellington. Skipper Parson said Tynmouth played better than they did in the previous week's defeat at Tiverton, which was some consolation. It was one that got away, unfortunately, but a much more promising performance than last week, he said. Tynmouth are sitting in eighth place on 12 points. Meanwhile, Newton Abbott sank to rock bottom in South West 2 in the wake of a 38-14 defeat at Wadebridge. Having waged two ultimately successful battles against relegation, it seems that Newton Abbott are heading for another one this season. Moving on to football, last gasp clincher from Buckland. A goal in the dying minutes of extra time secured Buckland Athletic a win over Millbrook in their FA Vars first round match last Saturday. The score was 1-0, with a single goal being scored in the 93rd minute. The South Devon Football League roundup. The Premier Division was blown wide open with a couple of results. Newton Abbott 66 remain at the top on goal difference, but they were beaten 3-2 at home by Totnes and Dartington, who have proved their ability to play in the top flight, and they seem to be enjoying the challenge. Ilsington Villa lost for the second time, a fine 4-2 victory for a changed Newton Abbott Spurs team who've moved into fifth place with only one defeat this term. Walden Athletic's 2-0 win at Chudley Athletic puts them level on points with 66, but with a game in hand. Elsewhere in the top division, Kingstainton Athletic look to have found some rhythm with a second win in 2 weeks, a 4-2 home win against a Buckfastleigh Rangers team who seem to be on a roller coaster of a season. Moving on to hockey, Ashmore men's first 11 bounced back from a disappointing defeat at Clifton Robinson's with their best performance of the season, with a 2-0 victory over a well-organised Oxford Hawks side in last weekend's England Hockey National League Conference West match. Looking for their first points of the National League campaign, Ashmore were firing on all cylinders from the first whistle. The women's team travelled to play Oakhampton third 11 last weekend, looking to maintain their 100% record at the start of their Petrock 2 campaign. They took a strong side, ready for a tough game, and proved once again the top form they're currently on. The final score, 10-0 to Ashmore. In a thrilling Saturday showdown, Ashmore men's second team cruised to a 5-2 victory over Ocean City in a Riviera Division 1 match. But Ashmore 3rd 11 travelled to play a well-organised University of Exeter side who are likely to be challenging for promotion this season. The match was a close affair with chances going to both sides, but the final score was 2-0 to the University. And finally, some running. On a weekend of mixed weather, Teignbridge Trotters were in action everywhere. James Saunders travelled to Oxfordshire to run the supposedly quick Abingdon Marathon. Persevering despite gales, showers, inconsistent surfaces and unhelpful turns, James powered through in a splendid 3 hours, 1 minute and 27 seconds and came 168th out of 991 finishers. Michelle Doherty and Lucy Evans took on the undulating Eden Half Marathon, and Michelle reported, "The weather was atrocious first thing, but thankfully the rain stopped shortly after the starting gun, so conditions soon improved. The off-road section was muddy, and at one point I very nearly lost a trainer to a bog monster, but kept on smiling throughout." There were 992 finishers. And Kim Knight reported from Yorkshire, "Me and my gang ran the Yorkshire 10 mile this weekend. Duncan ran the marathon and managed his personal best of 3 hours 28. I managed 1 hour 26 for the 10-miler, delighted, and both our kids ran it too. Ben pulled it out of the bag with a hot 1 hour 4, and our daughter ran her first race and did a fab time of 1 hour 35. And that is the sports news for this week.